Today on At Home with Champ Bailey, Champ makes breakfast. Life is sweeter when you have it all. Get Comcast Digital Cable and faster, better high-speed internet, and HBO's included.
It was an injury which would have kept reoccurring, and that it required surgery. So I got it fixed, and just looked to like long term wise. I mean, I missed playing with my guys at OU, but it was something that needed to be done.
Did they express concern about the knee that you injured in high school as well?
No problem at all.
I mean, did you consider coming out last year?
It was something that was thought about, but I wanted to come back with my guys and try to win a national championship with my guys at OU.
Do you regret it now?
No, sir, I don't regret it at all.
My back is holding up great. It's 100% now, no pain, nothing. I mean, I never felt this great in a while. It's unbelievable how great I'm feeling. I'm ready to go with my back. My back's 100%.
Where was the upper back, lower back? Where was it?
It was L2, L3, lumbar spine, lower back. It was a microdiscectomy. Basically, the doctor just shaves off the disc that's sticking out onto the spinal cord, and it's just real easy. It's a real minimal invasion surgery. It's just a real easy process, but it's just about a 3 to 5 month recovery rate, in which it's been more than 5 months, and I'm ready to go.
I don't know. I feel that I have a great work ethic. I show up every day to workouts. I'm always like the first guy there, the last one to leave. I want to be the best player I can be, and I feel my work ethic is where it needs to be right now. Yeah, I came in as a wide receiver, overweight, came in at 265, thinking I had a chance of being the next Mike Williams at SC, but turns out I couldn't do that, so I had to make the transition over to tight end.
A lot of teams are asking about my blocking, and a lot of teams say my blocking's good, and a lot of teams say my blocking needs improving, which I believe I had some great games blocking. I also believe I had some all right games blocking. So, and I definitely work in that area with some technique, overall coaching wise, and definitely could get better in the area of blocking, which I tend to do.
I want to be everything. I want to be the guy that can, the greatest player, if not one of the greats that played it. So hopefully, I could be a great blocker, great pass catcher, great route runner, great everything.
My junior year, I spent basically probably 90% of the time on the line. Then when Coach Bates came in, he saw that I can be split out and also play inside. So it was kind of 50-50 this past year. Basically just a lot of learning of getting my butt knocked down and from players like Lawrence Jackson, Cedric Ellison, players and Kyle Moore, players like them, they taught me how, like, what I need to do, that I need to be more aggressive at the point of attack. And Coach Brendan Carroll really helped me with my footwork and transitioning to tight end position, so that helped me a lot.
My expectation is to get on the team. I don't allow my agent to tell me that. I don't really listen to it. My goal is to get on a team anywhere. If it may be in the fifth or sixth or Mr. Irrelevant, I don't care. As long as I'm picked and I'm lucky to play, I just miss football. I want to play it again.
I don't really compare myself to anybody. I see myself as me. I don't like to idolize myself as like anybody else. I bring a different thing to the game. I feel like I can do similar things that other tight ends do, like Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, players like them. But I don't like to compare myself to them. I like to be better than them.